Salmon enters his home.
Hi, honey. Are you home?
Yes, I'm here.
Aren't you coming up?
No, I have to stay up late and do work.
How late are you going to be?
Late. I might just sleep on the couch. My David Hamilton wants to meet Penny. He does? Oh, my goodness. Penny? Hi, Penny. Hey, listen, my biggest investor heard about you and he wants to meet. It's about singing at a fundraiser, representing a charity.
Wow.
He's having a cocktail where he'd like to meet you, introduce you to his board and other investors.
Okay.
I'll take you.
Honey, was that you on the phone?
Yes.
Don't you want to come to bed?
Yes.
Salmon picks up Penny. She is dressed in an overcoat.
Well, you do look terrific tonight.
Thank you.
Here, I'll take your coat. Ah.
She's wearing a very revealing outfit.
Oh, I don't know. This is a business thing.
This is my business gown.
What business?
Well, good evening, folks.
Good evening. David, let me introduce you to Penny. You wanted to meet her about performing at your charity benefit?
Yes, yes. See, care for a drink?
Why, yes.
I heard about you when Mike sent that song. Nice. Anyway, what do you think about our Governor's Island deal? A luxury resort right off the tip of Manhattan. Indoor water park. Who needs Bahamas? I raised $25 million institutional. I still need 20. High net worth individuals. Can you help?
I know how to get those people.
Really?
I hang out at the Tribeca Club. They really go for this kind of thing.
Damn it! The Tribeca Club. That's young money, internet types. And you? Are you their house escort?
It's terrible, but he's one of my best clients. I mean, he's just a rich guy trying to make an awkward joke.
Money doesn't excuse him. I went to Brown, for Christ's sake. I'm an artist, a producer. I have good ideas. I'm an entrepreneur.
Penny, listen to me. These guys are old. I mean, they haven't seen so much skin in years. It makes them feel like college boys, and they act that way.
I don't care. You should have said something.
Yeah. All right, well, you just went from being a fake protester to a real one.
That's not funny.
I'll do something, okay? I'll make it right. But remember, you're on the inside now. There's different rules. You've got to know them.
Are you talking about my outfit?
Well, yeah.
I'm the official model for Girls Night Out clothing, and I'm supposed to wear this. I'm doing my job.
Well, you've got to punch the clock, you know what I mean? You're not always on the job.
I don't care. He had no right to say that.
Maybe. But just remember, people with money think they have more freedom of speech. And you gave them something to talk about.
Next day, Salmon is on the phone in his office.
David, I know you're my lead investor. I know. But look, you can't say that to a girl.
What?
You called her a slut.
I said that?
Well, not actually that. You called her an escort. But that's what it amounted to. Look, I'm sure it was the wine talking.
Well, yeah, give me your number and I'll apologize.
You gonna call her to apologize?
Yeah, of course. You know, nothing that a concert and a ride on my yacht can't fix.
Look, it's not an invitation, John. It just needs to be a heartfelt apology, please.
No problem. I probably wasn't thinking. You know, I'll take care of it.
I hope she'll understand.
Oh, she will.
Penny, I've taken care of last night's little problem. I think I know what to do now.
You mean with David? We worked that out already.
What?
He offered me the headline act at his fundraiser. That's a big concert.
He did, huh?
Then he'll put me on their annual Christmas card. 20,000 people.
Really?
And he wants me to come up and show him my plan on his yacht.
Oh, he does he? Well, about that, okay. I propose a new look. Something that will work on their checkbooks, not in their mouths. You'll see.
You want me to change my look?
Yes.
But look what just happened. I got an offer.
Well, dress is still important.
On a yacht?
Especially on a yacht.
I think this is working out fine.
Well, your business plan still needs structure.
I think it's shaping up just fine.
No dress, no go.
Salmon is standing with Penny at a fancy dress shop, picking out a conservative outfit. Penny, coming out of the dressing room.
This is the kind of thing that works.
You mean like this?
Exactly. Look, I'll get you a meeting with Lindenauer. He's much bigger than Hamilton. He's the kind of guy to fund your idea. Have you seen that new business plan I wrote for you?
I don't know, Mr. Salmon. I don't really understand it.
You went to Brown.
I didn't study it's all business jargon. Price earning projections, estimated cash flows, and what is EBITDA? Sounds like the Flintstones.
Oh, funny. Don't worry. This will work with Lindenauer. Just dress right and follow the script.
What's the script?
The key to a plan is the structure. You're managing live events for small bands with loyal followings. That's where the money is. They all have a list of people we can reach instantly. You get to own the list. It works just like Occupy Wall Street. Yeah. But only if it's organized all the way from sponsors to ticket sales, merchandise, and downloads. No overblown record companies to support. You can even do crowdfunding, direct sales, open recording studios. Listen, you know, if you had been on this site, your performance at the demonstration could have gotten you paid. You know that?
You're talking about Occupy Wall Street as if it was a business.
Well, wasn't it? It raised millions. The 99% still has money. They just pay for different things, right from their iPhones. The show is just the beginning. They'll follow you for style, food, adventure, as well as music. Now imagine. Imagine if every artist did that. That's what makes you investable.
Well, sure.
And it's viral.
Wow. And what do I own?
Yeah, it depends on how much we raise, but, you know, you'll have founder stock. Lots of it. Think rich.
Wow.
Okay, that outfit. That's it. Let's go see Linda.
In Lindenauer's reading room.
Mr. Lindenauer will see you now, but he's running, so he doesn't have much time.
Penny takes off her coat, parades a highly revealing outfit.
That's not the outfit I picked out for you.
Oh, it just didn't feel right. This is me from the new fall line.
Mr. Lindenauer is ready.
You want me to invest in this? What the hell is crowdfunding anyway?
It's today's youth market, Mr. Lindenauer. They pay for what they like, direct. Music is what sets it off. Instead of buying CDs, they buy nights out. Once we have their credit cards, we can sell them anything from ringtones to fashion outfits, direct, no middleman. Just look at these cash flow projections. It's all margin, pure profit.
Ha! I don't believe these numbers. But let me see you, my dear. You sing in that.
Look, Penny has made a living for 5 years as an independent musician. There are thousands of Pennies with millions of followers, all instantly reachable through social media. That's what makes her worth billions. Do you see that?
And what do you say, miss?
Social is big. Digital is big. And people love my music. And I want to say, this office is cool. It looks so powerful.
Just the business, my dear.
I can gather all the hot independents. I am known at every club in the city. Plus, in LA, Miami, Chicago, too.
So, how exactly do they know you?
As a performer, I'm a famous professional performer.
I see. And when can you perform for me?
Point. He had no right.
Look, whatever it was, he said it with a smile. I mean, I don't think that old guy had it in him.
You could have stood up to him.
Stand up to him? He didn't even see me. All he saw was you. Look, an old guy like him hasn't seen that much flesh since he was in the pits trading pork bellies,
what?
Okay? Don't worry, you've got too much lipstick on you to be mistaken for a pig.
How dare you?
Oh, I didn't mean that. I mean, you're adorable, but you're in a different world. I'm going to have to treat you like I was a nun at a Catholic school. You can only show me so much, no more. Your skirts have to be no more than 3 inches off the knee. And tops can be no more than 4 inches below the neckline. And I'll carry a ruler. Penny, look, I want you to succeed. I really do, but you've got to work with me. Look, I'll get him to apologize.
Don't bother. He's just another old guy who'll be calling me.
No. I'm the contact on the business plan. He'll call me.
You?
Yes, me. You didn't leave your CD there, did you?
Yes.
The one you write your number on, like you usually do?
Yes.
I wonder who he'll be calling.
Salmon in his office on the phone to Lindenauer.
Oh, Mr. Lindenauer, thank you so much for meeting us yesterday. Yes, yes, she's talented. But I've got to ask you one thing. It's what you said to her. I'm afraid...
Hey, what's going on?
If you could just...
Is this something about Penny?
I can't explain.
I hear she's hotter in the boardroom than on stage.
Go away.
I heard she gets your investors acting like fools, brokers too.
Mr. Lindenauer? Yeah, sorry, sir. Look, she was in a stage outfit. Yeah, the concert stage. That's what they wear. Black gowns are out. Even at Carnegie Hall, flappers are back. Yeah, in a way, okay? Anyway, look, I was just calling to see if you'd be kind enough. You know, just to apologize. Oh, you already did? Oh, great. So what's the next step? Yes, sir, I'll revise those numbers. Good, thank you.
Phil meets Penny in cafe. Look, Mike is a great guy, really, a really great guy, but I think he's handling you all wrong.
Oh?
That's what I asked you here. First off, he's taking you to all those old investors. He should be taking you to the young ones. They'll get you.
The old guys could be supportive.
Let me ask you, how much do you make?
I do okay.
Okay, let's take that NYU concert. There were about 250 people. That's pretty good, but admission was free. So you got a piece of the bar. If they spend $10 each, after the cut, right? What was that, 500? A grand?
Maybe.
Then you have to pay the band. Even if you keep most of it and do every week, you're not, it's not investable.
But if I had more money, I could produce other artists and do theme shows. People love theme shows.
We could do all that, but it's small potatoes. Mike is right. The music business today controls a few big artists at the top. But there are so many more independents that no one knows.
Uh-huh.
It's called a long tail. Each artist only makes a little bit, but if you gather them all together, it adds up to a lot. With the internet, it costs next to nothing to run. You see?
Yeah.
Anyway, Mike and I have kind of a friendly bet.
What kind of bet?
Who can make you richer faster?
Wow.
We're both seeing more or less the same things, monetize independent music, but he's doing it the old way. I mean, going to a few rich guys, but the real big money is going public.
Public?
Yeah, usually it takes time, but younger investors want quicker action. And there are ways, and that power lending deal, that's dog. I mean, I hope I won't be cleaning up that again.
It was a mess.
Cancel orders, everyone's suing each other. Anyway, enough about them. Tell me about you. Are you a solo player, part of a band? Do you have a record deal?
Oh, no. I'm an independent. I kind of had a record deal once, but today you don't need one because you can sell directly on iTunes.
Really? And how long have you been doing that?
Oh, about 3 years.
And it's just you, Penny Stoffer?
Oh, no. It's Penny Music Incorporated. I was going out with a lawyer and he incorporated me.
Really? How much did you sell, if you don't mind me asking?
Enough. I don't look at the statements too much, just cash the checks.
Really? So, it's like you've got audited statements?
I guess. My accountant used to take care of all that until we split.
You know what, Penny? You just might qualify.
Qualify for what?
To go public.
What?
Yeah, Mike didn't see it, probably because he's too busy talking instead of listening. There is a way. It's called a reverse merger, or a shell deal. When an old company that's been listed on the stock exchange is no longer doing business, it can keep its listing, but it's just a shell until it merges with an active business to come back to life.
Yeah?
It doesn't have to be much of a company. I mean, it just needs 2 years of audited returns. Profits are optional.
You think I'm one of those companies?
Well, if you're an Inc. and have 2 or more years of those audited returns, yeah. We own a lot of these shells, but as you can see, Mike and I have different ideas. He tries to turn these shells into long-term operations, but they don't usually fly. So why not make your money and take it home?
You're thinking of me? How do you get that? I didn't sell that many downloads.
It really doesn't matter about how much business you do, even if it's profitable. It just has to be 2 years of operation that's audited by an accountant.
Oh, I guess that's Penny Music. Did you say make your own money and take it home? How does that work?
Ah, that's the big question. But I think you just solved it.
I have? How?
Well, Penny, it's really not about the company. It's about selling the stock. If you can get the brokers fired up, they sell the stock. And I think you can do that because they're mostly guys.
So, like how?
Pump and dump. But only if they're on the board.
And you think I can help?
You're key.
I don't really understand what you want from me.
Yeah, that's okay, Pen. You see, normally it costs millions to go public. Filing fees, the lawyers, the investment bankers, the PR, the investors roadshow, and it can take years.
So?
But when you own a shell, voila, You can go public tomorrow. It's Wall Street magic. The only problem is, no one knows about the stock. With the official way, you're creating publicity with the investors while you're getting the stock on the market. You pay for it, but it puts the word out. With the instant way, you need people to push it.
Oh.
But that's okay. We have a network of brokers to do that. You know these guys? They have raspy voices, you know, work in boiler rooms and call you and your doctor, your dentist, the small business owner. He tells them he's in on the hot stock. Ever had that kind of call?
Yeah, a few times. How'd they find me?
Well, if you're incorporated, you're on a phone list somewhere. They're like timeshare salesmen, but that is friendly because they're selling greed, not a dream vacation.
Oh.
But to get them to sell for you, well, they just go for two things, a good story and a good time.
What do you mean?
They need a good story so they can pitch to their clients. A hot deal. Something they can get rich on. As in, Music Corp will control 100,000 artists and 100 million fans with disposable income who will buy their music and entertainment direct. It's a controlling $10 billion market, that kind of thing.
100,000 artists.
It's the internet. Artists follow the money and they bring eyeballs. They get paid out of search engine optimization. Pay-per-click advertising, social media and promoting, the stock, you know, they get to be owners too.
So you're gonna give these bands money?
Well, stock, which becomes money. They become real players. Each one could get rich.
That sounds great. And what do you mean by a good time?
Yeah, it's perception. And you know, these brokers are really overage frat boys, guys with big appetites who love parties and beautiful gals. There they are, you know, stuck in boring old Wall Street, making nothing but money. We can change that. We can bring them fun, and they make us money. We're going to do that with your concerts to promote the stock.
We can do concerts?
Right. And you just invite all your rock friends, they can bring their attitudes and their funky looks, and we throw killer parties for all our brokers, you know, the clients. As long as they keep coming, they'll be telling the clients to jump on the stock. 10 times your money, that's the pump. When the stock goes up, we sell, the dump. If we do it right, we can ride it up and down many times over and go home.
Oh, I don't want to go home. I really want to build a really big company. A good one that will give stuff back to everyone, the 99.
Do you know who the biggest stockholders in this country are? It's the unions. Their pension funds rule the market. So why shouldn't musicians be owners too, or the 99?
Wow.
It's your time, Penny. So congratulations, you're about to become a public company.
I am.